football coach, the way you got me playing the field. Baby, give me that toot toot.
Welcome to the Empath of Least Resistance.
Running her hand through my fro, bouncing on 24th. That's what I say on the radio. And the podcast as well. It's a remix.
We're going to the remix of your ignition.
Mama rolling that
your inner fire that heals yourself. So you can access to the external love.
The freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have.
And accept it and be it.
That toot toot. And get that beep 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 running around through my throat. Toot toot toot. Beep 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 beep. Oh, you just don't know. And after the party, it's the
after party.
And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. Just like them puff pastries that I made a little bit ago, but they're not hot or fresh out the kitchen. Now they're kind of cold. What's gonna do when you need one? I need one soon, but not till we're done, I guess.
Need a what?
What? What?
What?
I almost dropped this Patron in the bathtub, y'all. We are broadcasting to you guys live from my bathroom, where I'm naked and in the tub, and Asia is on the toilet taking a shit. I'm just kidding. She's just on the toilet in her clothes. Because she doesn't have to get naked to
apologize. You should do Rinsing the Chanel lower octave.
No. Absolutely not.
Look what you're doing earlier.
I'll kill you, Asia. That is my... Moving on. Sorry, folks, for the unnecessary vocal coaching. No, I don't need to do it at a different octave. It was just fine and comfortable. And that's the one I did it at. Let's just move on. Let's not be scared to move forward in life. Right?
Go for it.
I'm always moving forward. Every day I'm striving to attain new heights. Ah, new heights. Well, folks, what is our show about today? Do you know?
We are talking about...
dark beings.
Yes, and how to help yourself identify where you are in life.
Yeah. We're trying to help you guys to decipher whether or not any of you are truly even alive and this is happening right now. That sounds harsh, but sometimes... sometimes you have to be harsh to access, you know, you gotta know where you've been to know where you're going. And I gotta know, is it really snowing in California?
I don't know which way I'm going.
Am I dead and just don't knowing? Don't knowing, that's something they might say.
Wait, I was doing the Willy Wonka song. What were you doing?
I was singing the Willy Wonka song with alternate lyrics that are about the show. I'm so next level, most people
can't. I didn't know you if you were just improvising that.
Of course I was. I'm a fucking genius.
But I meant, like, in not knowing I was singing that song.
Of course I know. I know what you're singing before you even sing it.
What am I going to sing right now?
Toot, toot. Let me get that beat.
No, but close. I was going to go shoop, shoop, bed. So you got, like, the same.
Mashup medley, I suppose. I suppose that I got different hoes in alternate area codes, right? Did we talk about Edgar Cayce recently?
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
Why?
Because today I'm on edgarcayce.org checking out this article about the unseen forces, beings, and the war between light and dork. D-A-R-K, dork. Did you do that slappy thing? Miss Susie had a steamboat. The steamboat had a bell. Toot toot. Miss Susie
beep, beep.
Sat on. Do you know that song?
Yes. What's it? Hello, operator.
Give me number 9. And if you disconnect me, I'll cut off your behind the refrigerator. Where did that song beep, come beep. From? Is that like a song that was existing in the 30s?
If you think of all like the children's like original songs that...
You think they all came from a trail of molesters?
No.
No.
But I don't think they have, like, some kind of sick meaning, like...
Think about fucking, mostly.
Little butt fucking.
Little bow wow. About butt fucking children. They start them young. You know, Disney starts conditioning children at age 3 now for sexual trafficking, for a life of sexual prostitution, via their subliminal messages in their cartoons and movies. Are you looking for a lighter? It's right there on the other side of the interface. It's touching the interface. And ladies and gents, I'm about to touch Asia interface with my fist. Just kidding. I'm in the bathtub naked. What am I going to do about it? Baby, give me that toot, toot. Okay, so from edgarcasey.org, Annie Hardy reads, with a new age of enlightenment fast coming upon us, we need to learn and apply the influences of what 72 of Edgar Casey's discourses call the unseen forces. These readings describe the unseen forces as, quote, a consciousness of that divine force that emanates in life itself in this material plane. Edgar Casey reading.
Edgar Casey was a very famous seer, is what they call him.
He was the sleeping prophet, they called him.
He would astral project into past lives.
He would astral project his penis into other ladies' vaginas so his wife couldn't get mad for cheating.
No, he was like this crazy psychiatrist, but he would be able to, like, people would share, like, the slightest little things, and he'd be able to, like, help them channel their past lives to help them heal diseases.
How would he do that? Asleep. He was asleep when he did all his...
I know. He had, like, some, like, little slave boy write his script down.
Like a prescription for Prozac? Toot, toot.
No.
According to these discourses...
Penicillin.
The unseen forces are more powerful than the seen, or what some call reality. The laws of physics of material reality are, according to the readings, the result, not the cause or the source of our situations or abilities. All projected life in this world comes from unseen influences within, not without.
And this is scientifically proven, too.
Is it?
Well, I mean, considering, like, we emanate energy.
Well, it's scientifically proven that energy is a real thing. No. Let me say. Dr. Wilhelm Reich measured auric energy, the orgone energy that is flowing all around us, both in positive and negative charges. Orgone comes from the name orgasm, because basically, cum is life. The orgasm is like, you know, is like, okay, if...
Whoa, Annie just broke into an orgasm right there.
I'm breaking a sweat over here in the bathtub.
But it's all right.
You know, there are nuns and stuff that will be super on top of their spiritual game, and the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and they fall to the floor uncontrollably orgasming.
Have you read a hands-free orgasm?
Yes, but not because of the Holy Spirit.
But I mean, like, not, but like, without a guy?
No. Like a spontaneous hands-free orgasm? No, like, or a binaural beat for a hands-free orgasm?
Like a sacral chakra one.
Sacral chakra.
Binaural beat, yeah.
But isn't that a guy? Didn't a guy probably make the binaural beat?
But I mean, he wasn't there, so.
They travel through computers and electricity, actually. I don't know if they travel through musical notes.
But I mean, frequencies come from, like, I mean.
They are already. Frequencies are everywhere. Freaky. Energy
voices.
Cannot be created or destroyed. Only transmuted.
I have a question.
I have one first. Will you take my guitar before I drop it in the bathtub?
Yeah.
I already got the strap on. Guys, that's not the toilet because Asia's cracking one off in here.
Cracking one off? Is it?
Yeah. Defecating. She's definitely not doing that.
I'm putting this here.
Okay, just don't get any of that poop on it.
I hate you so much.
Toot, toot. Beep, beep. Oh, man. All right, so even the light-bearing souls struggle against dark forces within themselves, don't I ever, to maintain their hold on the light. It is difficult to be pure channels of light in this life, y'all. In our families, it didn't say y'all, and workplaces, even in our own hearts and minds. It's a terrible battle, a war of selfishness and darkness against loving care for others and the light of truth, hope, and love.
I got into an argument recently because someone was telling me that no one could know love without fear. I mean, I didn't know what fear was until it was explained to me as when other kids I was around were freaking out, you know? And they were...
You've never been afraid before?
I was introduced to, like, the concept of, like, death and missing people and stuff like that in, like, a very, like, blessed way.
But what's that got to do with fear?
I hadn't...
You had been afraid before that, surely. Fear comes with any situation. Fear is
being afraid. You don't know fear when you're born, though.
Yeah, you do. That's when your first traumas take place, is during birth. Actually, they take place usually in utero.
Then how can you, like, back up that you believe that everyone's Bjornborg.
Bjornborg. Everyone is Bjornborg, Asia. Bjorn.
Pure.
Baby Bjorn. Well, because you're not born, like, jerking off into a hooker's face. You're born. You have fear.
I don't want to talk about that either.
The fear, I mean, you know, to be honest, to be in fear, to consciously choose fear over faith is a sin to God. Because, like, God is love. The devil is fear. So when you're in fear, you worship the devil, dear. Maybe fear wasn't the correct word. You become in distress. I just put it on that I imagine somebody's ass would be afraid. Maybe not. Maybe they would just feel distressed. I don't know all the answers. I'm not going to front like I do. Like, a little bit I'll front like I do. But not when I don't know the answer. So maybe I'm wrong. But what was the point?
That... You don't need to know fear to know love.
Yeah, you definitely don't. It's ridiculous.
Because fear and hate stem from being scared of losing something you love.
Or...
It's not like you feel cold because you're, like, scared of feeling hot.
Yeah.
I feel cold. Oh my God, it might be hot.
But, you know, fear separates us from love every single time. Because they're the exact opposite ends of the emotional spectrum. So when you're in fear, you are not in love. So there is no fear in love. When people fall in love, they get all afraid. They start acting out of all their deep wounds of abandonment and, like, whatever you say, your first boyfriend cheats on you and you walk in on him as he just gets finished fucking your best friend. This is my story. Shout out to Jesse and Leah. What's up, guys? Hope you're listening. I do, actually. I really like them both. Anyway.
But they got their karma in their own way.
Oh, everybody does. Karma's unavoidable. I've been having instant karma lately.
I think that it's just a thing these days. Like, it's instant and it's literal.
I literally said something fucked up on the phone to Caitlin. The next second, I missed the step going into the garage. I almost broke my leg. I was like, God punished me, as my mom used to tell me. God punished you for being mean. Anyway, so say you walk in on Jesse and Leah having sex, or as they've just finished. It's all right, you know, we're all kids. And you now associate a neural pathway in your brain. What did you say?
What'd you do?
I was just like, oh, and then I walked out, and then we all hung out for the rest of the day. And then Jesse, I think I took him home, and I'm like, did you fuck Leah today? I'm like, everybody knew I knew, but everybody was, like, waiting for me to freak out.
That's the worst.
But I didn't freak out, because, like, why would I? What good?
Do you feel like that was part of it, though? Like, do you feel like if they weren't all waiting for you to do it?
No, I wouldn't have freaked out anyway. Not back then. As cool as a cucumber. And I was just so good at stuffing feelings down deep within me, covering them in drugs and television. Yeah. I was 17, too, also. I was in high school. But, plus, Jesse had been dating this beautiful girl named Jenny Jones all the time. I was new to town, so I didn't know that they broke up all the time. But they broke up, and, like, I ended up, you know, losing my my virginity to him.
Let's hear that story.
Let's not say we did. I mean, I guess it's kind of funny. I was in a room full of people and I accidentally lost my virginity on accident.
What?
Oh, well, I was just like, I don't want to take my clothes off. And Jesse said, okay, thinking I challenged him to go around the hurdle of taking off clothes. And so, but then I was like, you know, and then it started happening and I was realizing what was going on. There was a small miscommunication. Anyway, yeah. And then fucking...
The communication being...
That I didn't want to take off my clothes. He thought that meant like...
Like it was a playful thing?
Like, oh, I don't want to take off my clothes but still have sex with me. I guess it did mean that at that point because that's what happened. And but then I was like, fuck, I'm 17. Like, let's get rid of this shit. And then but there were people, there was a party going on in the room, a small party of, I would say, 1, 2, 3, 4 to 5 other people were in there. And fucking, so deception. Oh, wait, yeah. No, not yet. I looked at this text over here. I totally got sidetracked. I'm like, deception. Subconscious.
What's going on your phone, Annie?
I was looking at this text from this guy. Anyway, so while I was getting my virginity lost, splayed all over the place, my friend Rick, shout out Rick Turner. I still talk to all these people. Shout out to Facebook.
It lied to you.
Facebook lied to you. Mark Zuckerberg lied to you. And Rick stuck his fingers in my nose.
While I was losing
my virginity.
Okay, I thought this was going to make
Rick Turner,
sense.
Trevor Duke, Aaron Leland, and Jen Tipping, I believe, were all in that room. Am I forgetting someone? I certainly hope not. So anyway, the deed gets done. And me, Rick, and Trevor, who were 3 best friends, go home. On the way home... Oh, on the way to the car first. I don't know. I just remember jubilant rejoicing and the song, like, why can't I get just one kiss? And something to do with dicks. But I had to wait, you know, Violent Femmes. Anyhow.
Your nose was plugged when you lost your virginity?
No, it wasn't plugged. He just reached down at one point and stuck his finger into my
nostril. I thought you were saying the other guy came up and was like this.
No, that wouldn't have been cute at all. No. And then so we dropped off Trevor at 7-Eleven. I dropped off Rick at his house. We all lived right by each other because we were all the poor kids who lived in apartments instead of big-ass houses. Lower class citizens, basically. The N-words of San Clemente because there were no African-Americans. So then the next morning, oh, Jen was staying with me that night. My beautiful friend, Jen Tipping, who looks just like me.
Oh, my God.
So hear that bath water. So I wake up and then Jesse calls me.
I'm getting in.
And he says, hey, don't let me touch you or kiss you for a while. Jenny found out we had sex, and she said she's going to kill herself. And I just said, okay. And I hung up, and I told Jen what had happened. Jen became incensed and upset, visibly upset, and started crying. And she called Jesse and said, you cannot do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I started crying then because I felt so touched to have someone that cared about me so much that they cried. Jen is part of Angel family. Hi, Jen. I hope you're out there. Jen also is a baby nurse, and she stole a bunch of supplies for us when I was decided I was going to have the home birth. And Jen actually ended up saving my life because she had dropped off. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I doubt her work is listening. She dropped off some Pitocin that she stole from her work at Wiener Schnitzel. I just said Wiener Schnitzel.
Hello.
What was that? Was that Siri? Please tell me it was.
It was.
That was creepy as fuck. I thought there was a Wiener Schnitzel drive-thru lady. Oh my god.
That's exactly.
That makes no sense. All right. Well, anyhow, you never know when we're just going to click into 5D and then we're there, or 6D, or whatever. As the Earth undergoes these crazy changes, any moment we could end up in another dimension. You know what I'm saying? Another dimension. Now, don't stifle your laughter, Asia. That makes people think that what I'm saying.
I was trying not to hiccup because it would have been like really a terrible noise to hiccup laugh.
You know what, Asia?
Yeah.
Suck a dick up till you hiccup.
That was the best advice I think you ever gave me back in the day.
It was, huh? So anyway, my story ends with I love Jen, and Jen saved my life as I was bleeding to death. Those two Pitocin shots that Robert slammed into my leg to keep me from bleeding out right after giving birth. You know, and who knew? Jen was there when I lost my virginity, and then was there when I pushed... Well, she wasn't there, but, you know, in spirit she was. She was in Las Vegas. But... There would have been no use for her as a nurse. That would have been so, like, hectic, because she was there on day one of my 3-day labor. Labor Day weekend.
You had a 3-day labor.
71 hours.
Were you screaming?
No, I don't think so. I do scream, Asia. I get angry.
But I mean, like, in pain.
No, and I had no drugs. I was doing a method called hypnobabies. And hypnobabies, you do... Now, granted, I decided last minute. So I just this is where I was, and Emily was where you are right now when I decided. I watched a documentary about getting your vagina, you know, about home birth or some crap. And these ladies in it were crying, talking about their episiotomy, where they slice a little bit of your cunt open so the baby can get out easier. And I was just talking to my friend Lou. Shout out to Lou. Lou Liu. Now she goes by Lulu Potts. She's real nice. I like her a lot.
She had blonde long hair.
Blonde? She's Chinese, so no. Chinese people rarely have blonde long hair. But it's long and it's black because she's Chinese. But, yeah, Lou was telling me about her childbirth and how, it makes my taint hurt just thinking about it.
Just rip it through.
It's doing a vaginal dry heave, actually, is exactly what it's doing. It's like butt chugging without the butt, with the vagina instead. And instead of drinking, it's going outwards.
If you'd like to see our input on what...
Sign up for the $50 selection on patreon.com/Annie Hardy.
Or just Google Annie Bangar.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that.
Because if you talk about the...
Episiotomy?
No. Dry heaving. Oh, no, you're talking about snoring. Your vagina snoring.
Oh, I was. That means your vagina's possessed by a demon. I really want to puff pastry in the bathtub, but I've done so many bathtub things you're not supposed to already.
It's true. I've seen her.
I'm sitting here naked in front of Asia. Firstly, I'm trying to discard my shame and go back to the Garden of Eden and walk with God again.
She has a face mask on.
Not like a face mask, like for my great skin.
No. Her. She has like a chemical.
It's like a dust. It's a dust and particle mask is what it is. Anyway, Asia. What was the whole point of this? I lost my virginity. Jesse said, leave me alone. So yeah, whatever. It's been a reoccurring theme in my life that whoever I start dating has a secret girlfriend or, you know, that I'm nary the only woman, at least at first.
That's all changing.
No, it's not. Oh yeah, it's all changing. Only in the sense that maybe I'll never have to meet a guy again. Having deja vu right now. Deja vu. Deja vu.
Deja vu.
And Annie, too. That is a good article. Let's go back to our edgarcasey.org article about the battle between good and evil and between Adam and Stevel.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Casey's readings warn the children of God, the children of the law of one, as he often referred to them, to seek and maintain their awareness of the divine forces, for these will protect them from the dark intentions of others and from the weaknesses within themselves. as has been given, and as experienced by many, an opening self to the unseen forces about us, yet warned ever by those influences, save when in presence of his influence. Then, as the forces are raised in the self, know, without doubt, there are his protecting influences, able, willing, capable, and will aid in that direction, even by the spoken word for, as is seen, as is understood. This sounds like a legal document. What are you talking about?
What Edward Casey believes is he thinks that everyone
is a tranny.
He thinks that, you know, the universal oneness is this. Everyone's soul has a soul. Basically, our soul is like the limbo to the soul, which is the oneness. Like every living thing, the tree, everything with, you know.
So my soul has a soul?
It's called the Holy Spirit. Easy, you know?
A soul? It's the whole spirit? My soul has a spirit? I have a spirit in my asshole?
Yes, absolutely. You absolutely have spirits in your asshole.
I do, huh? Yeah, you're right. All right. In order to avoid the subtle, insidious influence of evil and selfishness, Asia, even the best among us must seek the protection and assistance of the divine influence, that consciousness of the divine within us, Asia. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak, taught Jesus, who faced Satan's temptations and walked the fuck away and was like, fuck you, Satan, you faggot. And we, his words, not mine, read the Bible if you don't believe me. And when we fail to maintain our mindfulness of the divine and the higher bodily vibrations of the divine awakened within us, we must get up and try again, Asia. Never condemning ourselves, Asia, or limiting the divine's ability to redeem us, to cleanse us, and make us stronger.
By bridging our souls with soul.
Look inside my soul, won't you see? I've got a little picture for thee. It's
on
a mirror inside my soul.
Rear. It's a mirror.
It's a mirror in my rear. I can't believe I missed that, dear. Don't take my picture, Asia. Don't see me
taking
my picture.
I'm not taking your picture, you psychopath. I'm looking this up.
You would, Asia, admit that you would take my naked picture. You would take my secret voice recording. You know you would. Don't lie to me. You've done it before.
I would take your secret voice recording in a secret picture.
Thank you for admitting it.
No, I'm asking you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because you've done it. You just did it the other night. You just did it
when you were on the trampoline?
No. When me and that guy were looking at the Maui picture.
Oh, yeah. I was taking a cute photo of you, too.
That was a video, first of all. Liar, liar. Devil pants on fire. And so, yes, what I'm saying is correct. You do it all the time, Adrian. You will do it all the time.
But I was taking it to show you afterwards because it was a cute photo of you two.
But maybe we will be taking a nice, cute, naked photo to show me afterwards right now.
You just had me take photos of yourself with your...
No, I said if you wanted to take photos, because that was your idea, Asia. I don't say, hey, Asia, let's get me naked and take my picture.
I didn't think you'd be naked.
What do you think I was going to wear? A long
I thought you were going to put all the bath colors in.
I'm going to fucking put your face in and then sit on the back of your head until you breathe.
She's just into this foreplay these days. It's getting out of hand.
What? I couldn't hear you over the rushing water. I didn't know I could disguise my nudity with just one bath color tablet. It's on tonight.
Can you? Is it working?
Why am I wearing fucking... Why did you tell me to put foundation on it?
Because you...
I'm gonna kill you, Asia.
I'm not even putting energy into this one.
Ugh. I'm not even putting energy into this one. Don't worry. I'm putting enough in for both of us, Asia.
How
trying
so?
To fight and to stay in the light in the truth.
How so? Why? Because I'm like running around taking photos of you for your, like...
My butthole. For just for me, Asia, aren't you now a published photographer thanks to me? Isn't your photos...
I didn't finish my sentence.
Asia, you're so full of shit.
I said four.
Four?
I said taking photos.
Are we playing golf?
Four!
It's 6 a.m. right now. 6:13 in the morning. Tired of Asia's lies. I'm yawning. Ah, yawning.
I was like, what is that? You're yawning.
I'm yawning is what I meant. I'm yearning. Mm-hmm. I'm yearning for more in life. So, I mean, whatever. There's unseen forces around all of us, you guys. There's fucking ghosts, maybe. There's, like, fucking universal laws involved in our everydayness on this planet. And there's all kinds of crazy shit, yo. Like, what do you fucking do? It's hard to really know.
I think that people are having a lot of, like, weird inner child, like, needs.
People are tripping right now. Case in point. Edgar Casey.
Oh, shit, I was gonna say that.
Backyard Sean, rest in peace.
He's not dead. He's alive, we hope.
But he's dead to me, so rest in peace, Backyard Sean.
We wish for the best. Hope you, do well in your adventures.
I wish you the best, but it's like the best is not probably going to come to him with that attitude. Entitled Victimhood Aplenty, he manifests the same situations because until we learn the lesson that the problem is coming from inside us, the call is coming from inside the house. So whatever makes psychopaths come to me and go psycho on me is my fault. Till I realize what I'm doing, they'll keep coming. Or until I shut down the Airbnb, which I've done that.
Until you close your butt.
Closed. Buttholes never open again. Oh, my bath water. It's turning
That's it.
What?
Butthole's closed for your Airbnb.
Butthole is closed for remodeling, you guys. I'm not opening again until it's full of semen. Oh, sorry, folks. Fucking unprofessional to the extreme. Come to talk about a dark, dark being. What do you know about Annie and Asia? Do you know that we're going crazier? Crazier than the Illuminati. If you don't know, I'm known to rock that body, right? Like at a Holocaust. Hey. What you know about Illuminati and the dark, dark forces? Let's dispose of the illusion. The dark forces are real before we tackle the Illumin. Hey, that's not true today. There's no such thing as a dark force from May. Just a person that's black on the other side. Wow, is that crazy how? I don't know, I don't think so. Hey, if a black
person... about you. It's all about me.
Fucking madman hoes in the, what do you call it? Hey, but I had a question. If we die and we become a white ghost, does a black person die and become a black ghost?
Edward Casey actually had another theory that there was five projections. Because, you know, there's five senses, five nations.
White, black, Asian, Mexican.
That all of our souls have five projections either on this.
Projections?
Yeah, like, you know, the maker or the image of our maker and whatnot. And, like, projections. So, like, we have a soul in every race.
My asshole is, I have a Mexican asshole?
You get every race in your asshole. No, no, no. There's...
Sounds like Friday night to me.
We don't know days. Except remember that one Friday we're like, oh, it's Friday and we don't have plans. And it was really weird.
Yeah, we're like, wait, we never have plans.
And then the way we handled wanting to go out.
What did we do?
We had a screaming fight, but we had never, like... You're like, well, you just need to go. You don't
Go. That's because you were doing that.
No, but then right...
You don't let life flow.
No, because right after you said, you walk up and you go, I'm so sorry, I just don't know what it's like to want to go and socialize, so I didn't know how to act. And I was like, I didn't know it was an intuition because I didn't think you wanted to go anywhere.
I didn't, but I just have, you know, I never want to go anywhere, but sometimes I get the intuition like, yes, this is what, it's rare. It's maybe once a month I'm like, I have to go to this place. Because I'm supposed to, and then it's easy to go. Mm-hmm. Some people are meant to be everywhere, some people aren't. I'm not. You know, I'm very in tune with my intuition, with the divine's plans for me. And I can feel it when I've veered off course before, which has happened only twice. But it's the world's most terrible feeling of all time.
Matrix intuition.
Matrix intuition. Yeah. It's a matrix.
There you go.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Yeah, one time was when Robert relapsed. I felt my whole life go off course. I mean, maybe it didn't. Maybe that was just a really horrible feeling. But I felt it change course, I should say. You're always on a course of some sort. You know.
Four. Sorry.
No, three, actually. I believe Teal Swan says there's three possible outcomes for each of our lives.
The spirituality 3.0 and then the 2.0?
Good one, middle one, and bad one. Which one of yours do you think you're on? You're in.
Four.
Not a choice. One, two, three. You're in number two. You're in, like pee, number two, like feces. Thank you. Asia, do you realize, I know you listen to our podcast. You know what it sounds like when you don't laugh at me, right? And it's like an odd silent moment.
But the thing is, I'm like giggling and you can hear it. Unconscious.
You can't hear it because it's inaudible. But I see her smiling, all smile-faced. And then she looks at me like, nobody will know that I'm laughing right now because I'm holding it in. I don't even know that I'm doing this right now.
Annie's such a mind reader right now. It's unreal.
What do you mean?
This is not what I was thinking at all.
Have you ever seen a shadow cat?
Have you ever seen a shadow cat?
Have you ever seen a shadow cat? If you haven't traveled over to my YouTube channel lately, go and see mine and Asia's Best of Bankar series. Or one series. Part one. Whatever. All right. Today I'm on AscendedMasterAnswers.com. For those of us trying to be ascended masters, to ascend out of this planet instead of dying, you can't do it because you have a fear of dying, though, because that's like in direct conflict with becoming fucking ascended masters.
Well, ascended masters are like the higher self projections that like, and then there's ascended master teachers and messengers.
No, I believe the 3D form of an ascended master ascends like Jesus. He just fucking, bloop, ascended, they believe.
That's why, like, you know, like, the 33-degree Mason is also, like, an ascended
master. Except there's, like, 102 levels of Freemasonry in Scottish Freemasonry. So secret.
Maybe there's just 32 and 33.
No, I just told you. There's, like, hundreds in, only in Scottish Freemasonry. Trust me. I like when you say, I think you're wrong, even though you're saying...
Well, no, I just know in the Scottish Rite, there's 32 and there's 33s.
Well, yeah, there's 34s, though, and 35s, 36. Yes, Asia, look into it.
I have.
I don't believe you. In Scottish Rite Masonry, there's over 102 levels of Freemasonry.
There's different, like, realms Asia's, and whatnot.
No, not up for discussion. This is the facts. This is the facts. The other ones are secret. I mean... The fact that we even know what 33 is, not till you become a 33rd degree Freemason do you even get to find out that you've been worshiping Lucy this whole time.
Allegedly, no one knows.
Yes, they do.
They wouldn't have.
The guy from the Scottish Rite Masonry who whistleblows on all this stuff told me so.
He would be dead.
He probably is dead. I just watched a YouTube video, but... No, because, like, they're letting us find out about Illuminati Freemasonry shit because nothing that we know is outside of them letting us know.
Right, so that's why I'm saying, like, you know, we don't know if the YouTube guy was... That might have just been the level of propaganda.
Well, we don't know the information you read's right either. That might have just been propaganda. So, in your face... With a can of mace. All right. This is a channeling, I think. And I don't like to read these because channeling is when people go into a meditative trance and allow a being to speak through their body using their mouth and lungs. And
such as Ouija boards, too.
It's a human Ouija board. A Ouija board isn't channeling. Ouija board is a spiritual vortex that allows spirits to communicate through that little weird thing that moves around on the board. When you channel, a being comes in you without a rubber because it's spiritual. spirit come. You can't get pregnant from it. Spiritually pregnant, yes. Anyhow, so because of this, we know that these people are channeling demons, obviously. I don't believe they're probably talking to Archangel Michael. And especially Jesus. There's no one that a demon loves impersonating more than Jesus. What, Asia? Do you see a demon right now?
No, I was looking at the sky.
What guy?
The sky. It's like...
What guy? What's his name? This guy?
Jesus.
Jesus Christos? You are... Okay. Here we go. Question. Since angels are assigned to us, are there also evil angels / spirits assigned to us by Lucifer or the devil to cause us problems during our life? Answer from Ascended Master Jesus. Doubtful. Through Kim Michaels. Kim, you're possessed by demons. Come off it. And quote-unquote Jesus says, you are absolutely right that the dark forces do assign lower spirits to each human being. This is a truth that has never been generally accepted, and the reason is a psychological mechanism. Scientists have observed that birds sometimes respond contrary to Jesus what would be this. Expected. What?
You said Jesus said this.
I said... Jesus allegedly is saying this through this woman, Kim.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant like he said this in the Bible. I'm like, that is very up to date.
No, scientists say that. This is indeed what many... Wait, since human beings cannot detect... Wait. The simple fact is that a human being is confronted with a threat from which it believes it has no defense. It will go into denial about the existence of the threat. Ooh, isn't that interesting?
Well, angels mean messengers, so it's like not necessarily good news.
What? Scientists have observed that birds sometimes respond contrary to what would be expected, whereas animals normally react with a fight or flight response. A bird that is confronted with a severe threat might pretend to be sleeping instead of make an attempt to escape. I'm a bird, based on today with Backyard Sean. I just went to sleep. I went possum. I couldn't handle it. This mechanism is also present in the human psyche. Ah! It is! I did it! The simple fact...
What'd you do?
I did nothing. I just, like... I got so stressed out, my fight or flight got activated, you know, that I just turned off. Tuned in, turned off, dropped out, laid in bed. Anyway, the simple fact is that if a human being is confronted with a threat from which it believes it has no defense... It will go into denial about the existence of the threat. Exactly what I did today. Since human beings cannot detect evil spirits, I detected the one in Backyard Sean, actually, days ago, so no problem there. With the physical senses, it's quite possible for them to deny the existence of such spirits. This is indeed why many religious people have been what they've been doing for thousands of years. And in today's world, many people use the theories of science to deny the reality of such spirits. You even see some modern Christian theologians who deny the existence of evil spirits. Fools. That I said fools, not this website. Even though the Bible clearly demonstrates that I cast out such spirits on numerous occasions. Remember, Jesus is saying this. The only effective way to overcome the psychological denial is to become aware of the fact that human beings do have a defense against evil spirits. That defense is to invoke the light of God in the form of spiritual protection. We give tools for spiritual protection elsewhere. And then the word elsewhere is underlined as if it's a link. When you realize that everything's energy, you realize that evil spirits are also made from energy. Furthermore, they're made from energy of a low vibration.
So it's like low auric fields can be more magnetic to the lower energies.
Well, if you have an auric field that's in resonance with a dark energy, an evil energy, that's how they latch onto you. That's why so many people pick up dark spirits at the bar. That's why they call it spirits. And I guess that's why they call it the booze. Letting them devils crawl inside of you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
I want a puff pastry.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Will you get us both a puff pastry?
If they need to be reheated a little bit.
No such thing. They are fine cold. We don't get, you don't get to reheat them. They're puff pastries. They puff, they're done
cooking. You can't just crisp them a little bit?
No, not without... No, you know, you go to the bakery, a puff pastry's in the window, you say, how much is that puff pastry in the window? They say $2. They give it to you. You eat it, and it's not hot, because you can't have everything warm, fresh out the kitchen. Mama Roland, that body got every man in here wishing that puff pastry was warm.
Wow.
I'm like, so what? I'm going to eat this anyway, bitch. Bring me one.
Crispy popping.
In my French elevator, that's what I call my oven, not my damn refrigerator.
Hey.
You know that kid, Emily's kid, that used to live here, 4-year-old, that was like a demon child? He called it the freezer Frasier. It's like, the what? The freezer Frasier. You mean the refrigerator?
The freezer Frasier.
Hey, you should go out to the freezer Frasier, get us a couple...
Freezer Asia. The Freezer Asia.
You should go the Freezer Asia.
What?
The Freezer Asia.
Yesterday, someone said, Angel Baby's in your drawer. And I said, that's adorable.
I was there. And we had, I kind of
you were there the second time I said, that's adorable.
Is that when you kept staring at me?
Yeah, that's adorable.
It was like between the candle and you were like, it's adorable. That was cute. You wanted me to hear your jokes.
I want the world to hear that that's adorable.
No, you wanted me to hear
I want
to
puff pastry now. What do you say? Can we have a puff pastry? Come on, Angel.
A puff pastry?
That's all I want. Is milk coming out of my nipples? Why are they wet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my hair.
I didn't look surprisingly.
Well, I had a baby before Asia. Sometimes.
Do you still lactate sometimes?
Just like a drop here and there.
Do you guys like it?
I don't say, hey guy, I'm lactating. Some guys are into that, but I imagine that's into the whole pregnancy thing along with it. But like, it's not like I'm making like half and half in my breast calf.
Like, yo, girl, you got a pump?
I do have a pump. I was thinking, maybe if I start pumping, my boobs will get big and full of milk, but someone told me it doesn't work that way. But know what does work? Gaining weight. Know what makes me gain weight? Puff pastries. Please go get us one. I'll read them the rest of this article, and you'll go get them, and then we'll have a delicious puff pastry segment on the show.
I think we should do the rest in your room.
No. I'm still in the tub. How will I move to my room? I can't get out till the water's freezing. Isn't that how you take a bath? You fall asleep in it until it gets cold?
Don't. You know how I feel about you falling asleep in the bath.
Well, I'm going to do it right now if you don't give me a puff pastry to energize me to stay awake.
But I'm here, so I, like, remember when I was, that's when I tried to open telepathy and you were waxing your asshole? You're like, wrong third eye.
I don't recall.
You opened FaceTime and you were upside down on the sink. Looking down.
Right.
Looking down.
Now that I have this handy mirror in here, I never have to risk my life to get those undercarriage parts.
I saw it and I'm like, Annie's asshole's on fleek.
My asshole is on fleek. Flocka, I meant. I meant flock. Asia, why won't you do it, though?
Because if I put the mic down at all, it'll
pass
make...
Pass it to me and I'll hold it. Puff, puff, pastry, give.
Puff, puff, pass pastry.
Puff, puff, pass me a pastry.
Pass me a pastry.
Please, Asia, you're the only one who can do it. I'm so sad.
Don't pee.
We're having empty, dead air. Asia, please.
What?
Why? Why won't you? Just say no if you don't want to.
I
want to
heat them up.
You can't. I just told you that. That's not how it works in a puff pastry. Asia, I'm going to kill. One day, we're not going to be friends anymore. And I want you to remember this moment in time. And earlier
that's
tonight, when I
loss.
Said, can you set up the PayPal, the podcast, PayPod?
It's too bad. I'm a really good friend.
No, you're really actually not.
Yeah, really
I'm a really good friend. You're an okay. You're a really good friend whenever you can muster up the strength to be. But I'm a really great friend all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I am. How am I not? Besides being verbally mean to you because you're such a bad friend to me.
Do you really want me to go there?
If you want to, go ahead.
I mean, I don't think that you're a bad friend. I think that...
Then the answer is, then I don't think you're a bad friend. So, bam, that's the end.
Well, whenever you call me a bad friend, I think you're being a bad friend. I think that you're...
Because, am I, as Jesus said in the Bible, am I now your enemy because I've told you the truth?
But see, that's what you think. You think, like, no matter what, it's always going to be the truth. There can't be, like,
any... No, today you showed up for me in a surprising turn of events. I have hope. Today was a good day of our friendship.
Then why do you have so much to say about it being a doubtful situation?
Because even when you're here, I'm still like, Asia, let's do this. And you're like, no.
I've been running around taking photos of you in your bath.
Asia, I didn't want you to take photos of me in the bath. That's crazy that you would call upon that as some sort of evidence. That wasn't my idea. I've been wanting to do the podcast all night long. All night long. I made puff pastry. It's not good enough. You didn't eat it when it's hot, and now you want to reheat it. It doesn't work that way.
Because I was setting up logic. You're screaming at me for logic.
Because I had been waiting forever. It's like, why does it take so long to move to the next step? Life will pass you by. Life will pass all of you by who live in fear of moving on forward. There's nothing to fear except stagnancy in this lifetime. I'm going back to the article. When you realize everything's... And wait, I read that already. Wait. Well, no. When you realize everything's energy, you realize that evil spirits are also made from energy. Furthermore, they're made from low vibe energy. Therefore, the logical defense against such spirits is to invoke high frequency energy from the spiritual realm.
Detoxify.
You can use such energy to create a wall of light around you that evil spirits cannot penetrate. You can also fill your personal force field with high frequency energy so that there is no room for evil spirits to enter. Obviously, everything is subject to your free will, and you must learn to see through the temptations of the devil, Asia, so that you do not unknowingly invite evil spells into your consciousness and being.
Right, but that's the same goes for, like, you know, detoxifying your body.
That was demonstrated by me after my stay in the wilderness when I rebuked the devil and resisted his temptations. The dark forces that work on the earth do indeed assign evil spirits to every human being. Each person has one particular evil spirit, which one might call the imposter of your life stream, which we could also probably call the ego, if you want to be honest. Jesus, fake Jesus, that's really a demon, but saying what Jesus would say, maybe. It is wise to make calls to Archangel Michael for protection and to specifically ask him to bind and consume the false hierarchy imposter of your life stream. In order to do this effectively, you should also call for the binding of your human ego. Oh, Asia, gross. Which is the inroad that the imposter uses to gain access to your consciousness. Interesting. So, evil spirits use our ego to gain access to our consciousness. You must strive to attain a state of consciousness in which the prince of this world can... What? In which the prince of this world can come to you and have nothing in you whereby he can tempt or manipulate you. You might be aware that some Satanists and black magicians read the Bible backwards or pronounce names backwards as part of their rituals. This contains a key to the name of your personal imposter. You might recall that when I cast out devils from a man, I first asked the spirits their name. The reason was that when you have the name of the spirit, you have more power over that spirit, and thereby your calls for the binding of the spirit will have a greater effect. So the imposter assigned to your life stream will use your name spelled backwards. Therefore, an effective way to deal with that imposter is to make calls for Archangel Michael to bind the false hierarchy imposter using your name spelled backwards. One way to make this call would be, in the name of I am that I am, Jesus Christ, I call directly to the heart of Archangel Michael and his legions of angels to bind and consume all lower spirits attacking my life stream from without the ego, without, and the ego attacking me from within. I call especially to Archangel Michael to bind and consume the false imposter named and then pronounce your name backward, assigned to me by the false hierarchy. I call for this to be done right now with the full power of God, and I accept it done right now and forever. Amen. You can also make such calls while doing calls for spiritual protection or the invocations and rosaries. Don't do those, folks. They're satanic. Archangel Michael's rosary is very efficient for this purpose. Don't do that again, I say. That's satanic. As I meant...
You think the Archangel Michael's satanic?
Saying Archangel Michael's rosary? Yes, because I believe saying the rosary is satanic.
Why?
Because A, it's Catholic. Catholics are so satanic and they don't even know it. B, you're praying to someone that's not God, and you're not supposed to do that, not even if he works for God. You're not supposed to pray to Mary. You're not supposed to pray to saints.
But then what about Jesus?
Jesus is God.
It's his son. His protection on earth.
No, he's his son and he's God. He was 100% God and 100% man at the same time.
The Christ.
Monty's here. Maybe Monty will come in the bathroom and be on our podcast as a special guest. Hi, Monty. Come on in. We're recording a special bathroom episode of Empath of Least Resistance.
What's it like?
It's like me being naked in the bath and Asia dropping a Dusseldorf on the toilet there. Hi, Monty.
I'm not actually going to the bathroom.
Yeah, Monty, do you have any good stories about people with dark assignments after them?
What does that mean?
It means, come sit down, Mommy. It means people who have demons. I have to imagine you've encountered a demon or two in your day. Oh, I think that one of your roommates is actually possessed by a demon.
Oh, perhaps she is, or it is.
Yeah, he or she, whatever it may be. And how does that manifest? What does that look like?
It's quite irritating.
What does she do? I mean, he or she. Oh, yeah.
A lot of irrational behavior, a lot of crying.
A lot of entitled victimhood?
Yes.
You know what? That's the theme. You know, as I mentioned to you quickly, we had Backyard Sean leave us today by way of force and police, and he became possessed by a demon last week, and he became just like that, entitled victim.
Well, he was living in a tent for a while.
Yeah.
That could drive anyone crazy, though.
Yeah. Yeah. As Cameron said, finally acting like someone who lives in a tent. And I guess so. But that I find is like the energy of every homeless person.
Yeah, but I think that maybe those kind of people just don't do well in normal situations.
What kind of situation would they do well in?
They probably flourish living in a tent.
Well, they do live in tents if they're homeless, usually.
Yeah, but I mean, if you gave them a house, they would...
Oh, they wouldn't even like it?
They probably wouldn't even know what to do, I don't think. Some people just don't like living in houses.
Yeah, well, that's how Sean was.
Do you want a pastry, Annie?
I'll take them all. Thanks. Cigarettes and pastries and pig's hooves galore. Oh.
I just want to go visit Trammelsey because he looks so peaceful.
Yeah, do you want to try it?
I give Trammelsey...
Actually, I have to pee, but I'll wait till you guys are done.
We're going to be done in just a minute. We're about to wrap up as soon as I finish reading this thing about dark beings.
I'm going to see the dark being on your bed right now.
Don't let him get any anal worms on the... What's going on? Did I get both the sweet puff pastries and you got both the savories?
Is that what they were?
Yeah. Oh!
I wasn't even holding that.
Yes, you were, Asia. It definitely didn't leap off the ground and then fall back down again.
I thought it stayed down.
You know what it just said about, you know, when humans or birds or something don't want to believe something, they just say it's not true. I'm paraphrasing. I love puff pastry.
It's so good.
You'll never know the wonders of the coconut puff pastry that I made. I'll trade you when I sit down to that little.
Okay.
Okay. It is most important Why am I doing this? I lost my blank. A follow-up question. Can you please explain in detail the term imposter of our life stream? As I explained above, the dark forces on this planet will assign a particular spirit being to your individual life stream. That being has a specific task of obstructing and possibly destroying your spiritual growth. Your life stream was created with a specific combination of divine qualities. The imposter of your life stream is a being who has embodied the perversions of the divine qualities of your life stream. The imposter of your life stream, Asia, The imposter of your life stream is a being who has embodied the perversions of the divine qualities of your life stream. That doesn't make sense to me.
Rude.
You're rude.
No, of the dark being.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom. You Roberts.
You Lowe's. Therefore, the imposter is impersonating your life stream by taking on the perversions of your God qualities and seeking to manipulate you into expressing those perverted qualities or even accepting them as a part of your individuality and personality. Being gay. That's what it's saying, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it is. It's saying embodying perversions and then recognize them as part of your being. I was born this way.
Well, it's saying it's like mocking your passion. It's like the fake, you know, Christ thing.
No, it's not saying that. It's saying it's embodying perversions and then saying, that's just me. That's just what I do. That's how I am. I was born this way. Lady Gaga told me.
She's the worst.
Therefore, it's impersonating your life stream by taking on the perversions of your God qualities and seeking to manipulate you into expressing those perverted qualities or even accepting them as a part of your individuality.
Your individuality.
For a vivid and largely correct, although not complete, description of how an imposter works, read the book The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis.
Will you read the rest? From that dark part down. I'd love to munch instead. On a puff pastry in my hand.
Follow-up question. I wonder about women and their married names and their birth names. Should it be spelled using both married and birth names, or just one or the other? Or for women who are divorced but still use their married name. Also, if that name is not pronounced correctly as it seems, it could be difficult with some names. Will it still work? This is referring to what you ask Archangel and Michael to say backwards, right?
I guess you have to say your whole name backwards, maybe?
It's just saying, like, you know, did you just hold that over the candle?
No.
I was like...
I don't want to heat it up. Oh, my legs. My blue blast of legs. Saying what, Asia? Saying, you got to say the first and last name?
It's saying, like, you know, if, for example, people are married and they change their last name, or if, you know, divorced, people keep their last name. It's saying, like, it's a follow-up question that people don't really know if it still works.
Jesus British's answer. British Jesus's.
It is most important.
Jesus British's. Time to go. The podcast is over.
We love you.
This is riveting, though. Is that all? Is that the end?
No. It's most important to use your current name because that is the main name used by the imposter assigned to your life stream. However, I recommend that you also call for the binding of any imposter using any of the names you have used in this lifetime. Is that contradictory?
No.
Is it possible that people who still remember and under an old name, especially if they hold on to negativity and memory about you, can unwittingly give energy to a false hierarchy imposter using that name? Oh, so it's talking about other people writing your name backwards?
Yeah, we're saying your name backwards, or your dark imposter, I guess. is doing that. It's getting some, like, hold on you.
It's also good to use Call Star Archangel Michael and the Violet Flame to call for the binding and consuming of any records produced while you are using that name.
Yeah, because demons are... What? What, bitch? I'm just having a quick shave while we make our podcast. Is that a big deal? Ow! Cocks in my ass! I guess it is a big deal when you shave over an open wound. Okay. Demons are legalists, Asia. Did you know this?
They're what?
Legalists. They're legal eagles. Beavers? I don't know. They are big on the legal system because they need legally to have some sort of legal entry right into your being to go in there and occupy space. They need it. You have to be sinful in some way to let them in. Now, sometimes, like, you know, none of us are born without sin because we carry the sins of our fathers and mothers, our bloodline curses, and stuff like that into our life. So none of us are born without sin. We're all born in sin. And blah, blah, blah. So they need a legal entry right to get into you. When you're prideful, as Sean was. Sorry to be calling you out, Sean, but you know it's true. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you're living in denial, which I think is a sin as well. Lying is definitely a sin in God's book. Adultery is a sin. Rage, blasphemy, vengefulness. All kinds of sins, Asia. Eating puff pastries in the bathtub would be gluttonous.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. No, but gluttony is a sin. Ashing in the tub might be bad. I'm not really sure about all of them. But, you know, I find it's important when casting out demons to repent first. Because otherwise, they don't get cast out. Why would they? They have legal entry right. But the moment that you repent, you say, God, please forgive me for my sins. I always say this, God, forgive me my sins of rage, lust, blasphemy, and all other sins which do and don't fall under those three categories. In the holy mighty name of Jesus, oh, my arm. The Lord rebukes and binds any and all unclean spirits, and then I'll name them if I know. The spirit of retribution, if I've done someone a favor. If I'm on Bancard, I say the spirit of technology interference, demons, electronic interference demons, Boyce and Boyce, the two electronic specialty demons.
I never knew what they were.
Boyce and Boyce, they're like electronic demons. They're always fucking with me. That's why I don't do well with computers and phones. Although, look it, I was in the bath when we started the podcast. We didn't have one technical difficulty. We always have a problem with specifically input number two, which is always my mic.
This time it's my mic.
What's the problem?
There's no problem.
Whatever, Asia. So there's no problem. Why is there a problem with your mic? There wasn't. There's no problem.
Got rid of it. But no, you normally say it three times.
I do, because all things need to happen in threes in the spirit realm for some reason. Is that the end of the article?
Yeah.
Well, that was good. Thanks, channel, probably not actual Jesus. In any case, you know what the devil does, Asia?
Mm.
He gives you 99% truth so that you'll believe the 1% lie. Did you spot the lie, besides the fact that that was probably not Jesus reading it? The lie came in telling you to recite Archangel Michael's rosary, the regular rosary, and stuff that is, you know.
I don't get what the rosary is.
The rosary, you say this one prayer, I believe it's to Mother Mary, and you say it. However, you go to confession and you tell the priest, yo, Father, I've sinned. This is how. It's been this long since my last confession. Tell him what you did. He tells you what you'll do. Seven Hail Marys and five Our Fathers. And go, and I don't know, I could be wrong about this because I'm not Catholic. And I think you count you say those prayers and you count it on each bead on the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not how it works. I'm not sure. Dro, is that how?
Is he Catholic?
Yeah, Dro is Catholic. That's why he's got such a weird relationship with God. He, like, is satanic, but kind of believes in God at the same time.
Catholics.
Catholics and Catholic guilt. Hey, if you were raised Catholic, don't worry. It's actually okay. And that was satanic. So, I know you don't like God now because of Catholicism, but you haven't been exposed to God until you seek to have your own understanding of Him and your own relationship. Really, Asia, go. Is the truth. I don't go to church. Church is satanic, highly. I go to Bancar Church.
Bancar Church.
I preach the gospel of truth and life. Not life. Don't get it twisted. Lots of people be talking about, greetings and love and light. But guess what that light is, Asia? The bright, glowing light of Lucifer.
Did you know that?
Drop the soap.
Lucifer is mentioned once in the Bible, and he's the morning star, right? Which
Lucifer, son of the morning.
Right, but they also refer to Jesus as the morning star in resurrection.
Well, what do you know about that?
It was just strange. It was like based. It's very contradictory.
It sounds that way almost. And I couldn't actually tell you why that's not contradictory. Lucifer's son of the morning.
And, you know,
I got soap up my nose.
I know, I'm watching you struggle. Oh. I thought you were puking in the bath.
I am bulimic, and I just ate that puff pastry. So good that I gotta puke. And we gotta go, because Mommy has to pee, and we're in the bathroom. And
he's struggling.
I'm strong to carry on, but I don't have the will to survive.
God damn it.
What?
Oh my God, your eyes.
Your eyes.
No, your eyes are running, your makeup running down.
Your fridge is running. Maybe you should go catch it. Your Frasier is running.
Frasier-ager.
Oh, and hey, folks, if you like Empath of Least Resistance, won't you give us a nice, friendly, positive review in the iTunes store and tell your friends about it so they can listen and be enlightened to the truth of the universe that love is the only truth of the universe.
And the only time is this instant.
And if you're listening to this and you haven't already, subscribe, follow, like, retweet.
Review.
Verview.
Vulva.
Give us a vulvic review.
Give us any review.
Do we need vaginal reconstruction surgery? Surely not. I don't.
All right, we love all of you.
Thanks to our producer, Jed Shepard.
Post
bring, bring in Gohei Rukusake of Annie Hardy Rules, coming April 7th.
Check out her Patreon account.
Patreon.com/AnnieHardy.
Hey. Thank you.